Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I just... Taylor needs to end. Not as a human.
Oh my gosh.
Taylor needs to come, perform, make everybody happy for 3 nights, and then get the hell out of here and it's over. I think the whole tour needs to end. Actually, because I think people are going to start getting the impression that somehow we can get them tickets in other cities, too. So the whole thing just needs to come and go, and everyone needs to be happy. Hit the tangent intro thing. Let's go, Rufio.
It's The Tangent with The Fred Show.
Giving you all the shit we couldn't talk about on air.
Yeah, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. And I don't even know if people are messing with me now, but more and more texts. Hey, where are my Taylor tickets? Hey, can I get Taylor tickets? Even Mama Marta yesterday texted you and said, hey, can I get 2 Taylor Swift tickets? Where are you living, Marta?
Madness, Marta. Does she even know who Taylor is?
That's what I was going to ask. Were they for her? Because I would think about it maybe for Marta, but no, I don't know if she knows the Taylor Swift song.
No, they were not for her. That'd be something, though.
It's like, Marta.
I know.
Come on.
You don't listen to the show, Mom, and it shows.
Yes.
You don't listen to us.
Yeah, there is nothing announced. Is that your mom is not supporting us,
right,
than her asking for hardest ticket in the world.
My hustle.
To get. I just need it to come and go. I do need it to come and go. But
can it go after Detroit? Because I think Jason and I are going to go try to hit that the next weekend after.
Go to the D.
I said the whole tour. As planned, everything goes. Everyone be happy. Everyone enjoy themselves. I can't help you. And none of us can. So, sorry. And
you didn't believe in us that we could see multiple shows. So if we go to multiple shows,
okay.
I think you guys got 3 cities in you guys. I think you
3?
Got it. Yep.
No.
Well, no. What I was giving you a hard time about is that you both were so flippantly before the Ticketmaster debacle going, oh, well, I'm going to go.
Because it's always been that way.
Oh, we're going to hit up Foxborough, and then right. We're going to
Detroit.
We'll pull through, swing through at Soldier Field.
Oh, maybe we'll even go to L.A. or Glendale, Arizona.
We'll probably hit up the D.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll probably get 3 or 4
they
shows.
They really did do that.
Yeah, they did. Yes, they did.
Because that's how it always works.
I'm sorry I have dreams that I want to do.
You guys want to
shit on them.
Shit on my dreams.
Right, and people that don't even like her are going, and that's the literal reason why we can't.
Because it's clout.
Yeah, everybody wants clout. Everybody wants a pick there, but where were y'all during Lover?
Oh,
where
boy. Someone just lit the fuse.
Where were y'all?
Y'all bopping to You Need to Calm Down? Because I had to.
Exactly.
It was trash.
We had to ride for that basura.
Right.
And her cardigans, y'all.
Right.
Ooh-wee.
Look at that. Push it. All I gotta do is push I got a new button over here. It's the Kayla Jason button. I push that, watch them just explode, and then I leave the room for 20 minutes.
Man.
Yeah. But you were saying off the air, you were asking me, Kaylin, what the sort of application process is going to be if I'm given a +1. First of all, for the record, I don't even know that I was asked if I was it was it, the text was you're going to Taylor Swift. From somebody at the record label. I said, okay, sure. I mean, that's very nice. I would like to go. I like Taylor Swift. I'd like to go. But what I'm unclear on is what that means. Like, do I get to take someone with me? Do I not? But if I do, this is going to be tricky.
Okay, can Jason and I have like clipboards and have some sort of like casting call?
I need a pro cons list for every applicant.
You want me to bring everybody in here and they can audition it's a movie or something?
Headshot. I need to know like their top favorite not single songs.
Deep cuts.
Taylor Swift.
What would they wear to the show?
Right. Yes.
Very important.
OOTD.
Would they leave
samples.
Early? Very important.
Right. Exactly.
It's amazing. Some of the people who like one person reached out to me. Who I went on one date with like a year ago, and she shit all over radio. And the person's kind of in the business and was like, oh, I don't radio this, radio that. And then and the person also on the date was telling me how connected she was. And yet somehow I'm the last person on earth that can get her tickets. And I work on the radio. Mm. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, well, don't bring her.
No, I'm sorry. You're not coming.
Out.
You said too much.
It's
you said too much.
Right.
way too much. Does she know how you paid for that dinner?
Of course. That's the number of people that shit on the business, and then it's like, oh, but you don't seem to mind, you know, asking me for tickets to the most difficult thing to access. Wanna know why? Because we can get in because we work at the radio.
You have anyone in mind? Because I mean, you have the power to make someone's life.
I don't want that power. I don't want that power, and I don't know what to do. I really don't.
What? With great gifts come great responsibility.
Don't take any kind of date. Take someone that's like deserving that wants to go to this concert. You know
what I'm
saying?
A date wouldn't be deserving?
No, like I feel like Fred should like pay it forward to like, you know, like, I don't know, like someone in the hospital or someone that needs this or someone to do a nap.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, night ticket to a whole new level. I mean, you can't have a nice date night?
Yeah, I don't. I think that's a very nice idea. I don't know how possible that is. And to be honest with you, if it were up to me, and it's not, if it were up to, because I'm someone's guest, I would just give them, I would give whatever access I have to someone who really wants, I mean, because I want to go, but I don't, it's not, my life doesn't depend on it. But some of the stories that we're getting, it's like, I wish we could help, but we can't. Guys, like, and
I know.
Oh, man. Some of the stuff I'm reading, it's like, it's just, oh, it's heartbreaking. But I'm like, please don't, at the end of the email, say, oh, but Taylor Swift would solve all my problems. It's like, well, it won't. And I don't have, we can't do it.
We literally cannot. We got a message in our DMs the other day, too. And it makes me really sad. And I was telling you guys, like, it just makes me sad to read those stories. And we wish we could so hard.
It's true.
We do.
Like, we don't have any connections. Jason and I are literally driving to Detroit, and we're going to, like, try to scalp tickets outside of the arena. Like, we have zero connections. Like, it's embarrassing.
Right. If not, we'll be standing outside the arena with the other 20,000
listening. We will be able to hear it, so we could just go to a bar nearby if we can't get tickets. But, I mean, literally, we're begging.
It's crazy. I mean, I've seen some crazy things in my career, you know, people trying to get into different shows. I've never seen anything quite like this. But I don't know. I really don't know what I'm going to do.
Anyone like in your past that you're trying to reconnect with?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why is Rufio? You don't want this man to date. Right. I have figured that out. He don't want you to talk to, he said you don't need to be in a relationship. Now he's saying you don't need to take a date. What is it?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's the tea?
Right, he's getting
his former two relationships, no go.
Is Rufio in love with
Fred? No. Right, what's happening? No.
This is giving zesty.
You know, we all have our best interest in Fred. You
are
know
you guys
what I'm saying?
Diddling?
I don't want Fred to be taken advantage of for this ticket.
Thank you,
know what
Rufio.
Saying?
Okay. I don't think that somebody is going to take advantage of us if he gets tickets.
That's a whole different story.
Right.
Literally. Don't get taken advantage of. Would your sister come in and come in for the weekend and go with you? I don't know. Just thought.
She does love Taylor.
Maybe. Maybe she would. Oh, but nice. I don't know. Like,
how many more tickets you got?
Yeah, nice. I don't know. I don't think she wants to leave. I don't think she wants to leave Polly for that.
Take your moms. Bring moms into town.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't start. Fun. Don't start that.
Yes.
I love my mom, but I don't know. I don't know.
Because she would get you to meet Taylor. She would actually get all of us if you take her. Mama Fred will make sure
Fred's already probably petting the cat.
Yeah.
What's the cat's
name? Olivia.
Yeah, from...
She has a couple, yeah.
Is that... What is it? Grey's Anatomy?
SVU.
SVU.
Oh, SVU.
Mariska Hargitay.
Special Victims Unit.
There you go.
Meredith Grey's the other one.
My mom probably got the cat right now petting it.
She has a boy, too.
Yes. Oliver.
I vote for her.
Watching Oliver.
Probably just made Taylor Swift breakfast.
Yeah.
She's girls with Andrea Swift, I feel like.
They would be best friends.
They would be.
I could see it.
Yeah. They're both very sweet mamas.
My mom could talk her way into absolutely anything.
I love it.
Another thing I will say, and just in general, is I'm kind of amazed. I was at an event recently where I don't want to like promote this because they will get you, but I was at an event recently where one person I knew had a credential and I didn't yet because the credential was where you needed a credential to go to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like it was backstage. But it's amazing how far you can get if you just act like you belong.
Oh, yes.
100%.
I've done that for years.
And now, granted, the one person I was with had a pass, but like, I don't know. I just walked with him like he was my escort. Like I was the star and he was supposed to be taking me around. And no one said a word. I mean, I literally gained access from outside the building all the way to a dressing room, and all I did was just act like I'm supposed to be there.
That's the key.
If you just act with confidence, it's amazing how many people will believe what you're doing in a lot of situations.
Yes. I had a friend in high school who was so good at this. He bought like one of those lights that you can put on top of your car and it would blink, but it was yellow, but he would still ride the shoulder and get out of traffic. He also at concerts would like have some sort of medical badge and just show it to people and take us straight to the front. Like the people just believed him.
I had had a buddy in college, and it was obnoxious, but it worked. We'd go into a restaurant, and it would be like a two-hour wait, and he'd walk up to the thing and be like, yeah, you know, can we get a table for four or whatever? And they'll be like, sorry, it's a two-hour wait, and he'd go, oh, you tell me James didn't call ahead? And he had this whole skit. I'm dead serious. And they'd be, and the hostess would be like, I'm sorry? He'd be like, I'm in town for a tennis tournament, and James didn't call ahead. This is the only food I want. And he'd like start to throw like a little bit of a fit. And all and we would always get a table like just
Shut
like that.
Up.
Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, so you didn't get a call from James? Like, James? No, no, I don't know what we're talking about. I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but it was always a tennis tournament. I'm here for this tennis tournament, and apparently I don't have a table, and it's like, this is terrible. And it was this whole thing. And then we'd always get a table, and then usually we get something comped on top of that because they felt bad. They didn't know who this guy was because he wasn't anyone.
How did you keep a straight face?
I didn't half the time. Because the first time he did it, I didn't know he was going to do it. And it embarrassed me every single time. I only went out with him a few times, but every time there was no table. Damn it. You didn't hear from my manager? James didn't call? I don't think he did. I think he did, and I think there's a little snafu going on here. I think you forgot to write it down because I'm supposed to have a table right now. I brought my friends. You're embarrassing me. And it always worked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not still friends with this guy.
I was going to say, that's clutch.
I also don't have the confidence to do that. Like, I can be a jackass, but I'm not that big of a jackass. Like, I don't know. I would start laughing. Yeah.
I think they're so funny, and they'll be like, well, they're not funny. They think they're actually being, like, for real. And they'll be like, tell them who you are. Tell them. I'm like, that means fucking nothing to them.
By the toilet.
We'll get escorted out if I tell them who I am.
Yes.
The few times I've attempted that, and I do it, like, in such a way that I'm trying to be. Like, I do it in like a favor forward way. The very few times in my life that I've tried to get around a line or something, and it's like I try and trade, and I lead with like what's in it for them.
Right.
Every time I try it, I get a, I don't know who you are, basically. So I don't, and that's what you deserve. That's what you deserve when you try and pull a do you know who I am card. So I just don't do it because I don't want to be humiliated.
I went on a date with a guy who straight up just gave a fake name for the reservation and like didn't tell me. And then when we got there, he said the fake name. And I was like, who the fuck are you? He was nobody. I'm like, why? You think you're a celebrity?
Right, what was the reason?
I don't know if he thought I would be turned on. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
What was the name I met? I met just a random guy recently. I want to say his name was Michael Jordan.
Oh.
I want to say that was his name. And so he would call and say, I need a reservation for Michael Jordan. And he never said, I'm that right. Michael. He just said, I'm Michael Jordan.
Right.
And he'd always get the best table in the restaurant. And there was always disappointment on everybody's face when they saw that it was
him. This white dude walks
right.
in.
But he wasn't lying. He knew what he was doing. But his name was Michael. That's just my name.
Hey,
my name
exactly.
is Michael Jordan.
Right. It's my name.
You know, so he'd walk in there and they'd be like, is anyone else coming? He's like, no, I'm Michael Jordan. That's me. And oh, God. Okay. And then
that's
go sit down. But I also hear Michael Jordan didn't like to pay his bill when he goes to a restaurant.
Yeah.
He just
yeah.
thinks it should be comped. So they were probably happy they got paid.
Right.
Yeah, true
but yeah. And one more thing on the tangent today, because I couldn't do the story earlier. But this is an actual news headline from, I don't even know where this is. Eastern Europe somewhere, maybe. This is the actual headline. The student association at this college is under fire for ring toss game involving stripper's anus.
Whoa.
Wait, I'm going to need that one
was
more
Was that
time.
Translated? Or what was that?
Yeah. Okay. A student association under fire for ring toss game involving stripper's anus.
Okay.
I can imagine how that game went. Yeah.
So, and it was a professor, I guess, that was doing it. But,
oh, great.
So the university is under fire for a photo circulating on social media showing members playing ring toss with the goal of getting a ring over a bottle that was held in a stripper's ass.
Hell yeah.
That sounds like a Tuesday.
That's lit.
Was this physics professor?
The university strongly disapproves of the behavior and has reported the incident to the relevant authorities. The person responsible has received an appropriate sanction. So I'm a little unclear. It alludes to a professor being involved with this. Maybe it was a student. I don't know. But so that was the headline though. And obviously I couldn't do that on the air this morning, but I'm like, that's a hell of a headline. Student association under fire for ring toss game involving stripper's anus.
Huh.
Like, how do you set that one up? Like, the stripper comes to the party and you're like, hey, so this is what we're thinking.
Right.
This bottle anus. There, right. And then we're just going to throw rings at it. And by the way, that's a very dangerous game.
What?
It's to stick a glass bottle in your butt.
Put have glass you played near my anus? Right.
Only once, and everything was fine. But I have a friend who's a physician. He was telling me when he was going through training, and he was in whatever. What do they call it? A resident.
Resident. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He was doing his rotation in the ER, and a dude came in with a glass bottle all the way up his ass.
Oh my!
Ouch!
And so that he was just. Like, there was an attending, so he was assisting.
Oh.
But he was, I guess the attending was like, how did this get here?
Oh, he slipped and fell.
And the guy, he said that.
Oh, did he?
He said, I slipped and fell, and the bottle went up my ass. And the reason why it was important for him to know the real reason was because it was going to probably help them get it out. Like, however it went in, we're going to try and use the same method to get it out. But what I didn't realize is that's actually extremely dangerous, because in the process of removing glass from your asshole, it can break sever an artery or an organ, and in which case, that's a serious emergency. And then apparently, if it has to be surgically removed, they have to go from the front.
Huh?
So they would have to go, like, through your stomach, because I guess they can't go through because it's your spine is there or whatever. It's a very serious surgery.
Yeah.
But somehow they were able to get this thing out, lube it up, and pull it out or whatever without surgery. But the reason he told me the story is because he was saying that it taught him about empathy, because everybody was really mad at this guy for lying. And his thing was, and he was mad too. Like, they were all mad. They're like, we need to know the truth. Like, tell us what really happened. We don't give a shit. We just need to get this thing out of your asshole. And the guy kept lying. I slipped and fell. And so his thing was, in my career, I've learned that patients don't often tell the truth because they're out of fear of being judged. And as opposed to getting frustrated with them or angry, you have to have an understanding of what they might be going through as the person with the bile in their asshole.
I'm empathetic, but I also wonder if he knew there's other things that you could stick up there that are made for that.
And that's the thing that surprises me, is apparently it's, if you're an ER doctor, stuff in the butt is extremely common, and it's often not stuff that's supposed to be there. So I've talked to doctors about this before, like friends of mine, like, what's the craziest thing you've, and usually it has something to do with buttholes.
That's the craziest thing you pulled out of a butthole.
Yeah.
855-591-1055.
I'll be honest, they'd probably call. Yeah. We'd probably be here for an hour.
What'd you find in your ass?
Yeah. Ass today.
You know what? God. Write that one down. We're doing it tomorrow.
No. There's my remote. I've been looking for it everywhere.
My God.
The channels just keep changing on the road.
Right.
That other sock. Here it is.
Oh, my God. I'm always losing socks.
Oh, my God.
Sock in my
thank
ass.
God I found it. You're right. They do make, that's the public service that we're leaving you with on a tangent. They make things to put in your ass. Mm-hmm. Don't use a glass bottle.
Facts.
Okay.
I can attend.
There you go. Add that to the Constitution. Attend. Add that to our Constitution. Only put things in your ass that are intended for such
adding
purpose.
Adding it now. Retweet.
And not
put
glass.
An asterisk not next to that one, because we can't read that one to everybody.
Gotcha.
It's The Tangent, and catch up with the show anytime and all the other episodes on the iHeartRadio app. Search for The Tangent.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.